Call back to order.
While I were at that break, a elected official in the recorder of deeds says he has $2,000 he can transfer from a specific fund. So that's up to $6,000. And it looks like we'll have another elected official, but he's checking right now. So right now we are at
$13,500
out of GCR. Now it's way in the sweet spot that Chuck is referring to.
Yes, and it'd be nice if Mr. Clinton was here to make the vote, same as how he had already stated that he would. But he's not here to make the vote.
So let me modify my motion then. I will move that we go with the lowest bidder, because we did bid this equipment out, just let everyone make sure we knew. The bids for the, since the press is here, what we did is found this equipment and then wrote bid specs for the brand, and we said we'd accept new or used. So we have comparable prices that I want to make sure everyone knew. We had one bid of $76,000 for the same equipment. We had one bid of $61,000, another bid of $58,000, and then this bid was $19,500. So just for everyone listening. And in that bid included flooring and mirrors. And the three numbers I just read off did not include those items. So, for example, the flooring alone looks like about $6,000 that was included in the price. So you could add $6,000 to those other three prices. So my motion will be to accept the lowest bid for the equipment owned by the Barkers in Lebanon, Missouri, which is an old fitness club, for $19,500. Realizing that $2,000 will come from the 400 account of the clerks, $2,000 from the sheriff's department, and $2,000 from Bob Dixon's department. So out of the GCR fund, it would be $13,500. That's my motion.
And the sheriff's department, no. So
yep, $13,500.
I second the motion.
Thank you.
Can I call for the vote?
Yeah. Call for that. Aye.
Aye.
Yay.
That doesn't happen very often, Dan. You get a applaud.
Well, I think I need to start working out.
Phone's ringing.
I don't know who that is. Let's call it recess. Recess?
Oh, wait, before you do that, can we just make sure that the media puts into the newspaper that, of course, employees will not be using the facility on work time. This
right.
will be on their own personal time.
So, and just to clarify, I'll be working with the advisory committee that we formed with employees, but the maintenance department gets to work around 5 o'clock in the morning. So we're going to unlock the facility at 5 a.m. The last maintenance person leaves around 9 o'clock p.m., so they'll be locking it up at 9 p.m. This room will also be used for tornado shelters. So when in inclement weather, because it's underground, metal doors, we'll be replacing the front glass doors if the FEMA grant comes through. That will become actually a tornado shelter also. So this facility will have dual purposes. That will be the hours. Once again, we expect a lot of work. If you guys want to go downstairs, and we've already funded the build-out with our own personnel, so we put in showers, a room, and all that. So it's actually painted and ready to go for equipment. So if you guys want to walk down and take pictures, that's fine. But I believe it ultimately will be a cost savings to the county, just because of our premium rate should go down with this move over time.
We had the facility. There was approximately $7,000.
About $7,000.
That we did to refurbish, where we took and transplanted, I'm going to use that term, road and bridge.
Sewer and P&Z.
Sewer and P&Z from that location. So the $7,000 investment, it was for, for this specific purpose. I just didn't like the timing of the situation. But, you know, when we look at bids that are in the 50s to 70s, $80,000 versus the, now we've got it down to what, 13?
$13,500 is what the GCR is going to pay for.
$13,500. So
These are pictures from the facility that our team now, went to yesterday.
Does this this is for the insured,
right?
Of and their families.
And their families, because everyone's insurance is tied together, both family claims and employee claims.
All people covered by our insurance.
All people covered by the insurance will have access to this facility. So it may be used besides the peak times by family members of the plan. So that also includes a larger population. But that the only way that we will be able to try to realize a reduction in premiums is if the whole family gets healthy. And, you know, by us putting showers downstairs, we actually installed showers. We believe that that there really will be no excuse not to use the facility. So we hope to have the equipment as soon as possible, and then we'll have an official opening soon. So, but anyway, if you have any, I don't have anything else to say.
Okay, I hope the ribbon cutting is not a rope. Anyway, I guess we'll recess till what do we have next on the agenda? Because Chuck took off with the agenda.
I think we were going to table something until 11:30. We weren't going to wait everything until 11:30 or.
There's a decision to be made about some property. Is the assessor involved in that?
Stampede Inn, probably yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Actually,
well, that's 5 minutes to recess. Everybody can leave because they won't care about the rest of the business.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Now I have justification.